Greetings, this is Nigeria Anderson, and you're listening to UrbanBuzzMag.com. And I have a phenomenal artist on the line with me. His name is Keone, and we're going to talk about the positive aspects of originality and artistry. I mean, when I met this young man, I was so impressed that he was his authentic self. Now, let me tell you, when I first met him and saw his page, I was like, "Now, you into any kind of demonic witchcraft stuff, you know?" And he said, "No, I'm an artist." And I was like, right, because we're so scary all the time that when an artist just wants to be an artist, we want them to be black and white. But let me tell you something. He invited me to a show where he was performing, and he ripped the house down. So, Keone, tell the people a little more about you, and welcome to Urban Buzz Magazine.
Nigeria is awesome. Thank you for the opportunity to be on this platform. My name is Keone. I'm an illustrator, singer, songwriter, musician, poet. I do a lot of things. I'm in the process of just really putting my work out and letting everybody hear what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. I love what you said about being an artist and, you know, being an artist doesn't look like anything.
Right.
In the business, I think people want it to be, you know, something palatable, but, you know, to be an artist is to be unpalatable, to be weird and to confuse everybody, to mix things up, to shake the world.
Yeah, that's just be your authentic self. I can't tell you what God gave you to share with us. I can't be like, "Oh, Keone, you can only do this." And I love how you said you're an illustrator, you're an artist, and you do a lot of things. Because you don't have to be one thing. You know, and I'm glad that we're in a digital age where social media is available and you can be your authentic self. Tell me, how has that been going for you?
It's been going very good. I think I've been very well received. I do everything through God, through source. But, you know, I don't know what it is.
Right.
But for me, and when it's a real thing, people are going to feel that.
That's right. That's right.
You know,
that's
how it is. I was just saying that overall, everything has been flowing as it needs to. And I'm seeing the industry move in awesome ways for me right now, I would say.
Yeah, one thing I like about you so much is that you meet the people. You're out. You're not just on social media. I mean, the show you did when I came out to see you, like, how does that feel when the people are like, "Oh my God, that was hot"? How does that make you feel?
I feel incredible. You know, it feels great. It's awesome because I know that, like, we're all having, like, this really beautiful moment together.
Right.
And we're bettering our lives through a performance, through, you know, we're having such a great conversation. And the push and pull in it, when you're in a creative space with other creatives and people who appreciate creativity, you start to, as a group, evolve and move forward and figure out what's going on with you. Like, when I'm having these shows and things, people come up and they talk about how they're healed from what I say, or, you know, or just hearing something that they've been struggling with in a different form has just been monumental for me. And I feel that so deep in my heart. It's I'm always emotional at shows and things.
Yeah, but and you are truly a representation of artistry and how art is supposed to be received by the hearer, the listener, the person who's watching. Absolutely. Now, I want to talk about your illustration. You went to school for that, right?
I did. I went to Savannah College of Art and Design. Concept art and character design, yes.
Character design, like cartoons?
Yes, cartoons for animation, video games.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, yeah. I remember looking at one of your pieces, and I was like immediately like, "Yo, you got to get that on a gaming system. That's hot, you know." But let's talk about that because, you know, these are areas where African Americans are far and few. Can you just tell me some of your experiences being in that arena?
You got to have, you know, tough skin with it, of course, because for illustrators and artists, especially black artists, we're going to have to work more. We're going to have to show up some more things and push our work harder. I would say for me, I don't think I've had any horror story.
Okay, good.
But I would say when you walk into a space, I think people expect something from you or for you to be a certain way or for your work to be a certain way,
right?
Because you're Black.
Yeah, yeah.
You can feel when people don't want to accept you.
Right.
You know, I've seen some spaces where people have been overlooked, you know, because they were Black in the space, and the people were uncomfortable with how to handle the messages that were coming through as well. If I make something very, very Black, very, you know, I've made some pieces that are very bloody, you know,
right.
And it's just for representation of the Black people. I called it Blood, Sweat, and Tears was a piece.
Nice.
And it had a visceral reaction to it,
mm-hmm.
on both ways. But overall, I would say as Black artists, we have to make the things that will cause the most damage in a way to what is already happening, to break up the weird motion of the diaspora that's been going on. I would say that's the point right now. As far as an artist in this animation industry and everything, we have to make the stories that are telling about our people.
There's a lot of acceptance, a little bit more than maybe before, with new ethnic superheroes, comic books, films. But do you think that's enough, or we still need some more push? We need to push some more.
Oh, we need way more push. We need more push. We're still not represented as we should be. I mean, like I said, I went to Savannah College on Design. The entire time I was there, I had one Black teacher.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah.
The entire time. That's all 4 years. So even in the, you know, just in the teaching of art, Black people are just not shown.
That's so good.
Now, I'm not always sure about all the reasons, direct and indirect, if it's just, you know, the lack of opportunity for Black to be put in those spaces. You know, we're on the up and up. Yes, we have things like Black Panther and everything, but no, we're still
learning. Yeah, yeah. No, I totally.
We won't.
Go ahead.
We need it all.
Right.
We need everything.
That's
we need
right.
every avenue. We need more Black cartoons.
Yes.
You know, we have things like the Boondocks and, you know, but we need it. And it's important. Like, our younger generation really needs to see it.
Right. Yeah, I agree with you. Like, I love Fat Albert and the Jackson 5 cartoons on Saturday. I was like, woo, woo, just to see us, you know?
Yeah.
Just to see us. Now, let's move to the music. You know, you performed a song and it was very, 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 very beautiful. Talk about the single that you're pushing now and go into more of your expression through music and sound.
Okay. So I'm recently been putting out a single called What We Be. And the song is about a love between two people, and they're going from one space to another and really wanting to have that connection through anything. That's what that song is about. My sound, if I had to say it, I have funk and jazz influence in my work. It's always hard to put it in a box at all.
Right.
I don't have a box for myself. My sound is my sound.
Right.
It's all I know how to do.
And, you know, I love it because when I see you and I see you perform, I think about others who have their own sound, their own groove, like George Clinton, Sly and the Family Stone, you know, how they just came out and was like, look, either you like it or you don't. I don't care.
Right. And that's where we're at right now. You know, I'm going to do what I'm going to do.
Right.
Regardless. I don't care for the norms that we got, you know, the ideas of what we're supposed to be. You know, I'm not, like I said, I'm not striving to be palatable at all.
Right. And that's what makes it genius. And I have to say that, and I'll say it again, that's what makes your music and your movement, I'm going to call it a movement, genius. It's definitely, you say you don't want it to be palatable, but it is, you know, when you listen and you get into the groove and you start saying, oh, okay, I see where he going. But, you know, there's this truth. There's people who like music, and then there's people who understand music. I'm one who understands music. That's why I do what I do. And we need something different. I mean, how many times can we hear a song with the same beats and the same lyrics and the same style and everybody sounding like everybody else? And it's like, at what point do we allow an artist to be an artist?
I have a new project coming out sometime this year. called Unknown. It's about human connections and finding out what our unknowns are. Be that my unknowns to you or your unknowns to me or humanity in general. You know, so it's a question and then I answer. And then some things may remain unanswered.
Right.
And that's my project that has coming out soon. And for my single, What We Be.
Yeah. What about Honey?
My other single, Honey, is coming out soon as well. Honey is another love song. Song about, you really, really want somebody. And you're going to go through anything to get up.
That's all right.
That's what that's about. Definitely be on the lookout for that song.
That is good. Now, have you ever did a sip and paint?
I have thought about it. I've been thinking about that for a bit now. I really would like to do one. Been looking for venues to do one, actually.
Yeah, when I looked at your work, I was like, man, I wonder if you did sip and paint or poetry and music. I can see you up there painting while they doing what they doing. And, you know, it's not as easy, guys, as it looks, okay? They're professionals, and that's why they can do it. So if you want Keone to be part of one of your sips and paints, definitely reach out to him on Instagram at Keone Cole. It's KEON.ICOLE, right?
That's right.
There you have it, family. Keone, look out for the two singles, What We Be and Honey. Keep your ears open for that. And so I'm thankful to have run into you to know that you like, look, here it is. Here I am, baby. Ooh, sign still delivered. I'm yours. You know.
Yes.
So I thank you so much. And like, tell people where they can reach you and, you know, find out where you're going to be performing, your Instagram, your website, all of that information.
So everyone, you can follow me on Instagram. That's where I'm at most of the time. That's where I'm most active at. And you can follow me there at Keone Cole, KEON.ICOLE on Instagram. I have a website, KeoneColeArtShop.com. You can follow me there where I sell prints and stickers right now.
That's
some more
up.
Things coming soon. Stay tuned for that.
All right. So thank you for stopping by. As we say, once a key player, always a key player. And as you continue to grow and when
always.
And when that next project drop, definitely come back around so we can share with the audience, okay?
I definitely will. Thank you, Nigeria.
You are more than welcome.